This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's news this week that Britain's Tesco is selling the money-losing Fresh and Easy grocery chain in the American Southwest to billionaire supermarket investor Ron Burkle. But today, Kroger is reporting what analysts are expecting to be higher profits, which is an achievement in this tough industry. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports.
The thing about being in the grocery business is that it's really hard.
The average profit margin is 1.3%.
Jeff Cohen is a grocery industry analyst with Ibis World.
It's a very competitive industry, so grocery stores can only slightly mark up the prices for their products.
One way to pry open those margins is to differentiate yourself. And Cohen says the number one grocery store out there in terms of sales is actually Walmart.
We call Kroger's strategy almost like the un-Walmart strategy.
That's Scott Mushkin with Wolf Research. He says Kroger is trying to thread the needle between Walmart's low prices and the feel of higher-end stores.
They try to get very close to price on Walmart on common items like the Cheerios, the Oreos, the milk, the butter, the eggs. And then they try to attract customers that maybe aren't attracted to Walmart through increased service, better perishables.
Kroger's margins have fallen, but its market share has been rising steadily. So that middle-of-the-road strategy appears to be working, and earnings are expected to reflect that. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.